I always remind myself and you of taqwallah azza wa jalla, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that which is private with us, that which is hidden within us, of a greater capacity and merit than that which we seek to show others publicly and dramatically in our public life. Allahumma ameen. I wish for you to excuse me, wallahi subhanallah, I'm not feeling very well today. And had I not been forced to have a nap after Asr by my wife, I might not have made it. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength today, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a fruitful night. It is a wonderful, wonderful joy to see so many people here, so many young people here. And I wish to acknowledge our brothers at Al Salam who have invited me. I know it's been difficult, subhanAllah, to coordinate the times with Jazahumullah Khair for making an effort to get myself, our brother Wahaj, and our brother Wa'il to be part of this wonderful, wonderful night. The topic that I would like to speak to you about for the next 20 minutes, inshallah, is about finding Allah. And it's really more a question than a statement. The questions that really you would want to ask yourself is, you know, have I lost Allah? Do I not know where Allah is? And do I need to be reminded how to find a sabil, a pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, one of the things, especially for my young brothers and sisters, one of the things that I struggled with when I was sitting where you're sitting, when I was your age, I'm not that old, by the way. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm almost 40, but not 40 yet, right? Alhamdulillah, soon inshallah. You know, I remember I would hear the imams and I would read in the books. And when I was your age, I was studying the deen. I was studying it a little bit, maybe more seriously than some of you are able to today. And I remember sitting with some of my teachers, whether in Egypt or Saudi Arabia or wherever. I remember sitting and I'd hear these stories of the people of the Salaf. You'd hear about, you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, or Umar, or Uthman, or Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'een. You'd hear about Ummahat al-Mu'mineen. You'd hear about Sahabiyat, Umm Amara. You'd hear about these people. And you'd hear about the sincerity and the feats that they would perform. You'd hear that Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, you know, he would finish the whole Qur'an in one night in prayer. You'd hear Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhim, that he would recite the Qur'an 60 times in Ramadan. You'd hear that Sufyan ibn Uyayna made 60 hajj, and every day, every time in Arafah, he would make dua to Allah. He would say, oh Allah, bring me back next year. Until the final year, the 60th year, he didn't make that dua. And he died the month before hajj. And when they asked him, why didn't you make that dua? He said, I'm shy from Allah. 60 years is too much. Abdullah ibn Umar did 60. I didn't want to exceed him. Allahu Akbar. You hear these things. And I remember thinking to myself, man, I'm not even going to make it to Jannah. Look what these guys are doing. When they pray, they cry. When they read the Quran, it softens their heart. Abu Bakr came, gave all of his money to the Prophet ﷺ and to Allah. Abu Dahdah gave 400 trees for one tree in Jannah. Radiallahu anhum. What are we doing? Where are we going? And you read these things, you hear this all the time in Jumu'ahs, in khutbas, and it would stun me. And I would think to myself, man, I'm a hypocrite. I like to watch TV. I'm memorizing, alhamdulillah, I had finished the Quran, I was studying tafsir, I'm studying the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Yeah, but I like to watch something. I like to watch some sports. I like to play basketball. I like to go out with my friends. Where am I going? What is the, where's Allah in my life? And that's what I want to talk to you today about. Because sometimes people can trick you into thinking that you're worse than you are. And sometimes you can trick yourself into thinking you're better than you are. Listen to what I just said. Sometimes, it could be even your parents, could be your teachers. They might make you think you're worse than you are. They put you down. Like they make you feel like you're not even the rubbish is good enough for you. You're not even worthy to be put in the rubbish. Sometimes the way we talk to each other makes us feel low. And sometimes you make yourself think you're better than you are. And in between that is the balance. In between that is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In between that is finding Allah. And Allah tells you to search for Him. Every single prophet, every single messenger of Allah searched. They went out and looked. They'd look up into the heavens. You know, Allah says at the end of Surah Ali Imran, people look up into the sky, into the earth. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you didn't create this for no reason. Oh Allah, I don't know enough to know the reason. Oh Allah, I'm not sure about anything. I'm not special. رَبَّنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ فَآمَنَّا. Look at the words of the pious that Allah records their dua. They say, oh Allah, we heard someone calling. I didn't understand everything. Calling us to faith. And آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Oh Allah, I just believed. I believed in what you sent. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا. We hear, we obey. Oh Allah, forgive us. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, I'm going to make mistakes. Don't hold it against me if I make a mistake, or even if I did it on purpose, if I made a sayyi'ah. Finding Allah. So there's a search. And that search begins with ilm, knowledge. See, it's one thing to say, oh, I know, brother, I know. I mean, I know enough. No, you don't know. Here's what you don't know. The moment you think you know, you don't know. The moment you think, I have enough, you have nothing. The moment you think, oh, I know how to read the Qur'an, it's enough, you don't know how to read the Qur'an. The moment you think I've memorized enough, you've done nothing. You've lost your way to Allah. Because the first of commands to our Prophet ﷺ was Iqra. The first commands of the Prophet ﷺ is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says him, fa'lam, come to a certainty of knowledge. Annahu la ilaha illallah. That none is worthy of worship but me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wastaghfir li dhanbika wa lil mu'mineen. And ask Allah, ask me for forgiveness and also for the believers. For yourself and then the believers. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For yourself, for Muhammad, and the believers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do you find Allah? Knowledge. And knowledge begins by curing, look at that word, shifa, curing your ignorance, my ignorance. The only ailment the Prophet ﷺ describes as being an illness, and it's an infectious illness, is ignorance of our deen. The Prophet ﷺ, he talks about lacking an understanding of our deen as a disease. One day there were some sahaba, the hadith is in Bukhari, and there's riwayat in Muslim with abridged versions. One sahabi, he was riding with his companions, they were out on a journey, he fell off the camel. His head was split open. He hit a rock when he fell down. And his companions, they got off the camels. They wrapped his turban tight. They saved his life. He came back to consciousness. And this is near the end of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. And when he woke up, you know, they said, Alhamdulillah, you're fine now. He began to get stressed, drinking and eating fine. Time of salah comes. All right, make wudu. He goes, what do you mean make wudu? Can't I make tayammum? They say, what are you talking about? What, you think you're going to invent your own deen? What do you mean make tayammum? He said, look man, look, my head. If I take the turban off, if I put water, I'm going to die. They said, Allah says in the Quran, look, sometimes we're so ignorant. We think we know what we're talking about, but we're fools. We have no ilm. They use the Quran, they say, no, Allah said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. If you don't have water, make tayammum. Then you can use the earth to make a ritual cleansing. But we have water. What, you're going to make your own madhab? You're going to think for yourself? This is what Allah said. This is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the sunnah. He said, you sure? They said, yeah. Took his turban off, made wudu, died. Got infected, died. They buried him in the desert. They came home a few days later. They see the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet asked, where is he? فَقَالُوا مَاتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَحَكَى لَهُ حِكَايَتَهُ. They told him the story. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَتَلُوهُ. They murdered him. They killed him. أَلَا سَأَلُوا. How dare they not come and ask me? How dare they think that they know enough just because they read a verse of the Quran? إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. The cure of ignorance is to ask a question. See, sometimes you get these young people, they read a little bit of Quran, memorize the Quran, mashallah. They speak Arabic, mashallah, tabarakallah. Oh no, no, Allah said, the Prophet said, the sunnah is this. And wallahi, they are further away from the sunnah, although they claim it. وَلَكِنْ جُهَلَاء. But it's an infectious illness. أَلَا سَأَلُوا. Don't they ask those who are kibar, senior to them in life experience, in knowledge, in behavior, in opportunity, in struggle, in da'wah. أَلَا سَأَلُوا. How dare they not ask? See, sometimes we have these questions, they're in here, in our chest. And we're too shy. You know, you might be shy to ask your father. I get a lot of my students, many of them, mashallah, alhamdulillah, it's beautiful to see all of you here. What's up, Ibrahim? How you doing, brother? You good? Alhamdulillah. You get a lot of students. They ask questions. I don't mean Ibrahim does, but I'm just saying. They ask questions that they wouldn't ask their father. Ask about homosexuality. Ask about drugs. They ask about terrorism, extremism, Khawarij, ISIS. Sometimes you can't ask everyone. And not everyone who dresses like this has knowledge. Yani, I dress like this because I'm Arabi. Yani, I'm an Arab. So I'm Arabi. It's easy. I don't, you know, Sheikh Wael can get away with Chinese. Right? I can't get away with a Chinese, brother. You look good in the Chinese, mashallah. I've seen that get up, bro. I can't get away with that. I can't do that one. I'm Arabi. I can't get away with sharwal kameez. I can't, you know, I can't do that. So I'm Arabi. This is what I wear back home in Egypt. This is my clothes. I can get away with a suit as well because I'm Canadian. Right? Baseball hat and all. It's not by the clothes. It's not someone who sits in the masjid a lot that means they have knowledge. It's not because they speak Arabi, it means they have knowledge. You have to ask someone who knows. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. They're the ones who point you to Allah. So people ask questions. Don't ever have a question in your heart where you think you can just search for an answer and come up with it on your own. Oh, I saw a YouTube video about it, brother. Oh yeah, I Googled, Sheikh, you know, it's not actually not Sheikh Google, it's Uncle Google. Why is it Uncle Google? Because all of us have that one crazy uncle who knows everything, kind of, and he kind of fakes you out. Like you'll be like, man, how do you know how far the moon is? It's like Uncle Google. But not everything he says is right. You got to verify it with truth. with a reliable corroborating evidence, the prophets of Allah did the same. And I want to end with this. I'm going to give you just three examples from the prophets of Allah asking questions that you and I would not ever dare ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa asks Allah. You know, Musa speaks to Allah bila hijab, no barrier. Jibreel doesn't need to come and deliver a message. He speaks to Allah direct. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah speaks to him direct, Moses. After he speaks to Allah, Musa says, as is in Surah Al-A'raf, رَبِّي أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. My Lord, let me see you. I want to see you. Allah says, لَن تَرَانِي. You can never see me in this life. Waking up like the way you are, as you are, living like this, you will never see me. وَلَكِنْ أُنظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. But look, Allah doesn't just say, you can't see me. Allah gives him evidence why. وَلَكِنْ أُنظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. Look to that distant mountain. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. If it remains as you see it, I'll let you see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah's magnificence became known to the mountain in part, it was destroyed and Musa fell down dead. Allah brought him back to life to prove a point. He asks the question, I want to know. Ibrahim asks Allah, as is in Surah Al-Baqarah, because I'm telling you, if you have a question, you can't just keep it. You got to ask. Ibrahim says to Allah, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Oh Allah, show me how you bring the dead to life. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Is it because you doubt? You don't believe? You don't believe I can do it, Ibrahim? قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنْ قَلْبِي. No, Allah, I believe in you, oh Allah. But my heart, I just want it to be at ease, meaning there's something here in my chest. So Allah says, well, Allah doesn't say if you believe, khalas, forget it. Allah says, you believe? I'll still show you. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Take four birds, different shapes and colors and sizes and feathers. Cut them into small pieces. Mix them up. وَاجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. Put some on every distant mountain. ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنْ. And then call them to you. يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. They will come putting themselves back together and fly back to you. Allahu Akbar. Isa alayhi salam. The Hawariyin, the believers, the Sahaba of Jesus alayhi salam. They believe in him. They saw him with their own eyes by the power of Allah. Bring the dead to life. Breathe into a clay model of a bird with the power of Allah came into life. They saw him with the power of Allah cure the blind and the deaf and the mute. All of this. And they still ask. They say, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yunazzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. It's the name of the fifth chapter. Ask Allah to, the fifth chapter. Ask Allah to bring down a table spread from the heaven. Something we can eat from. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا. We'll take it as a day of celebration. And so it's a day that we will be proud of knowing Allah brought heavenly food down to us. قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. He said, fear Allah. What's wrong with you people? Everything you saw, you want more? They have a question. Allah says, I will answer. قَالَ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. I will bring it down to you. But the one who eats from it and then disbelieves, فَأُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah gives them the answer to the question. So that brings us back to you. Who do you ask? And what do you ask about? Do you even know what questions to ask? Have you taken it serious, this deen you have in Allah, that you have with Allah? This ahd, this amana that is on your shoulders, the shoulders of humanity, that the heavens and the earth said we don't want it? We can't bear it. The mountain said, oh Allah, we can't bear it. عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها. Three questions that I want you to begin with. The first question is, do I love Allah? Have I chosen Allah? Do I, yani, see, you might think that you're just a Muslim just because you were born Muslim. Wala wallahi, it's not that easy. You're not a Muslim just because you were born Muslim. You're a Muslim because you made a choice. أَسْلَمْتَ وَجْهَكَ لِلَّهِ. You have to give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are things that are conditional to your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, so do I love Allah? Have I chosen Allah? Have I submitted to Allah? That's a first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, have I walked and taken the first step on His Sirat al-Mustaqim? Have I planned to take the steps that will lead me to Jannah? Or am I just living life by accident? Whatever happens, happens. If my parents take me to the masjid, I go to the masjid. If they don't, I'm not gonna go. If my father tells me, did you pray? I pray. If he doesn't, I don't. If my mother doesn't take me to Duksi, yes, I know. Wariya, brothers. Inshallah. Wariya. Right? If my mother takes me to Duksi, I go. If she doesn't, I don't. Wallahi, my father might even be watching. When I first came to memorize the Quran, I was 15 years old, 16 years old maybe. And I said to my father, it was Ramadan, I said, I was ahfaz. He goes, ma taqdarsh, you can't do it. I said, why? He said, yani, I don't think you can do it. I said, no, I can. My brother said, I can do it. He said, okay, do it. I said, can you drive me to the man? He goes, why? Do I drive you to school? Go take you. How do you go to school? Take the bus. Khud al bus, ya khuya. 6 months in the snow, brothers. You know Canada? You don't know Canada. Minus 20, man. You want it? You want it? You want the Quran or you don't? You gonna go or you gonna stay home? What do you want? You wanna be spoon-fed like a baby? Or are you gonna get up and cook it? That's what you gotta do. So are you walking the straight path? Or is people carrying you every step of the way? And third and finally, and I leave you with this question, is what am I willing to give up for Allah? What are you willing to give up? Because nothing you're ever going to be successful in life, except you have to give up something to achieve it. Doesn't matter what it is. You want to be the greatest football player in the world, you got to give something up to kick goals. You got to train, you got to eat right, you got to have this and that. All of that has to be done. And it's the same with Allah. What are you going to give up to be successful in finding Allah? And if you find Allah, it is as the Prophet ﷺ says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, a young man like you, a young Muslim like you, my brothers and sisters. احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah, He will guard you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Guard Allah, you will find Him in front of you, always with you, always leading you in success in life. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you and I success in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of your homes, all of your families. May Allah honor all of your steps in this life. May Allah forgive us our sins and our mistakes. May Allah bring us closer to the sunnah and the ideal of a Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah allow us to love Him with our actions, not just the words of our tongue and the emotions of our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has joined us in this blessed day, to join us and in this blessed gathering, to join us all once again in Jannah al-Firdaus with Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.